For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We don't need NHL playoff expansion to get the Carolina Hurricanes in. Although, as I stress, it's not mathematical yet. Tonight, the Hurricanes will play host to the Philadelphia Flyers. And as we said earlier, Mike Maniscalco, because of the death of his mother-in-law, will not be on the broadcast. It'll be Shane Willis along with Trip Tracy. And Shane joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. You guys had way too much fun last time. And I look forward to that again. It's not necessarily great for a radio audience, but that's okay. But if you follow along on TV, it will be an absolute blast. How you doing, man?
I'm great, Adam. Thanks for having me on. And Tripp and I are definitely excited for a big man cave call tonight, as we like to talk about it. But we're going to do our best to do a little bit better than we did last time about making people aware and helping those great listeners that are on the radio. We do have some great guests lined up. I'm going to tease them right now.
Sure.
If everyone does tune in. Cam Ward is joining us in the first period.
Wow.
In the cave. And Justin Williams will be on in the second period. And if things are going the right way, we hope to have maybe one more guest in the third period, but not confirmed yet.
That's a good start. So do you have to be in the Hurricanes Hall of Fame to get in the to get on the guest list?
Well, with where the show ranks with Tripp and I, we only go for the top end guys at the start, and we were lucky to get two Hall of Famers coming in.
All right, that is it. The first and the second Hall of Famer.
You were a close second to call, Adam, if we didn't get them in.
That is hysterical. Rod Brindamore's busy because he'll be busy during the game unless he goes full John Tortorella and you get him for the third period. I mean, I guess that's a possibility. You never know. It could be a bad call. Rod could lose it, and then he's talking to you guys in the third period. Well, maybe that's why you're leaving the third open.
We like to keep our options open.
Yeah.
Just how the game goes. But the way this team is playing, I think Rod is going to be completely calm and collected behind that bench once again, watching this team continue to play they have been.
All right, let's talk about how they're playing. Or from your perch with Tripp, on Long Island, how they played after the first, say, 10 minutes, 12 minutes maybe. Wasn't that just a thorough suffocation? I wouldn't call it domination. I would call it suffocation of the Islanders.
It was, and we were talking with Dennis Seidenberg, great Carolina Hurricanes
defenseman,
and in between periods, and he was frustrated with how the Islanders were playing. But I said to him, I said, Dennis,
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator? Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
No, hating out on the Islanders. The Canes are playing so well. Like the puck possession time, it looked like they were on a power play at times when it was 5-on-5.
Yeah.
The way they were moving the puck around, and I agree with you, it wasn't the greatest start for the Hurricanes against the Islanders, a little sluggish, which I expected. But after having a day here back at home, I expect them to be at full pace when the puck hits the ice tonight. And they have to be, because John Tortorella has this Flyers team wound up. He knows they're slipping a little bit, and everyone's charging right now. So he's been in these situations before, and he's trying to get the best out of his team. But the puck possession time, the way every single line seems to be clicking together and having that chemistry of knowing where each other is going is really fun to watch right now.
Shane Willis is joining us here. He'll be on the broadcast with Tripp Tracy tonight, Canes and the Flyers. So the way the lineup is clicking right now, I always thought, and Rod said it about a week and a half ago, that at some point he's going to have Gensel and Aho play together. And the only thing for me was, who would the third forward be? Would it be Svechnikov? And I thought Svech would drop down and play with Kuznetsov and Natchez. Would it be Teravainen? But Seth Jarvis looks like he belongs there. How do you see that?
Not only belongs there, but I think he deserves that opportunity. He's played so well along Jordan Staal and Jordan Martin like all season long. I think his game has grown leaps and bounds with how he continues to improve on a nightly basis with his consistency. He's playing very strong defensively, and I think he's shown in all this small little sample size of playing alongside Aho and Gensel how he sees the game and how smart he is. That's one thing we talk about Aho's compete and how smart he is on the ice. That's what I've noticed about Jake Gensel.
Yeah.
The way he plays the game, the way he sees it, but Seth fits right in because he's reading so well off of both these players that the line has a ton of chemistry. They're not forcing anything. And Seth has also been the beneficiary of just saying, hey, I know how to score goals. I'm just going to get open and allow the great player that Sebastian Aho and Jake Gensel are to just give me the puck, and I'm just going to keep hammering in the back of the net as he did in New York.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of just beautifully worked goals between Aho and Gensel and Gensel and Jarvis. And that's the one thing that, you know, you watch Gensel enough and you realize he's not blessed with the best shot, great speed, but he's always in the right place, and you can't do that without being super smart. He reminds me in many ways of your second-period guest, Justin Williams.
Yeah, there's no question when you talk about hockey knowledge and hockey IQ that Jake Gensel is at the top of that list. And I was talking with Justin last night at our son's practice about it, and he couldn't say enough good things about Jake Gensel and the way he plays the game, the way he sees the game. He's so responsible. And when you look at Jake Gensel, he's not the biggest guy.
Mm-mm.
But that was one thing I noticed in New York as well. Watch him tonight and how well he utilizes body position. He makes sure he works extremely hard to get his body in the right position to protect that puck, to make sure he gives himself the time to continue to make those plays. And it was at the forefront for me against the Islanders. I expected it to be the same here tonight against a little bit more of a physical Philadelphia Flyer team.
Shane Willis is joining us here. Yeah, Philly is locked in a battle. They have put themselves in a position where, they're probably a little ahead of schedule. I don't know that anybody expected them to be in a playoff chase at this point, but there really isn't much separating them and Washington and the Islanders and Detroit and Tampa. Well, Tampa, I think, has elevated themselves. But I think those other four teams are fighting it out for two spots, right?
There's no question. And as I mentioned earlier, I think Philadelphia is starting the field to slip a little bit. John Tortorella is scratching his captain last game,
yeah,
trying to get a response. He does against a Toronto team. And I joked with someone after that game was over, and I said, that's why every Canadian outside of Toronto dislikes the Toronto Maple Leafs, because they should have walked in there and wiped the ice with the Philadelphia Flyers with the lineup that came out, and they didn't. But you have to give credit to John Tortorella, because he had that team ready to compete. They blocked 36 shots against the Leafs. They just continue to fight and battle to win a hockey game, and that's what the Hurricanes have to be prepared for. There's never an easy game, and you and I have talked about this before. No matter where a team sits, and especially a team that's as hungry as the Flyers of trying to just get in the playoffs, I agree with you. They are way ahead of schedule of where they should be in this run. So for them to just make the playoffs, that's a huge tip of the cap to John Tortorella and this management group of getting there way before they should have. So they want to hang on. They want to get in the playoffs. And the Hurricanes need to be ready from a compete level tonight to get out to an early lead and make sure the Flyers know you're not at our level yet. And this is our building to continue to keep winning in it.
Shane Willis is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. It doesn't look like Teuvo Teravainen and Jack Drury are going to draw back into the lineup. And based on Walt Ruff's timeline, Jesper Fast is going to ultimately be a game-time decision, which I think Fast back with Staal and Martinuk has, and this is no disrespect to Seth Jarvis, who played very well there, but I think that line becomes that line when Fast is with them, and I think that's Carolina's identity line to steal from the Islanders. So if Fast can't draw in, I guess we're going to see 11-7 with Tony DeAngelo. Tony's played well when called upon. Certainly the last time when he had to play due to injury, I think he's played well.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, here's the situation. Our daughter Mia is leaving for her first sleepover. Bye. We have friends coming to stay, and we just got a puppy. So I go on Instacart and solve everything in one order from Kohl's. Fun PJs for Mia. Oh, new bedding for the guest room. And a vacuum cleaner that actually picks up pet hair. All delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. With Kohl's on Instacart, there's no sitch we can't fix. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I really like Tony's game when they're on that little road trip when he was playing throughout. I think he's going to be hungry, ready to play against one of his former teams. And it gives you plenty of different options, too, because the one area, if you look at these past few games, that maybe hasn't been great for the Hurricanes has been the power play. And so what does Tony do and what has he done his entire right. career? He's quarterbacked the power play. Does that give you a little spark, a little energy with an opportunity to Tony DeAngelo jumping over the boards for a power play? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. But I agree with you. I think Tony's been very good when he's been slotted in over this past month, and I expect the same here tonight.
Yeah, funny thing is that when he played that last run, that, what, four-game run where he played well, and everybody said, well, they're showcasing him for a trade, and I went, well, if they were doing that, they would have put him on the power play. He didn't get any power play burn during that four-game run. I agree, though, if they needed him, I mean, I don't think anybody walks the blue line better than Tony DeAngelo. I really don't.
I agree. And I think everyone jumps to that conclusion of like, oh, they're showcasing them. Remember the one thing we talk about nonstop is depth, and especially when you get into the playoffs and how physical this game becomes and what you will need to make that really, really deep run in the playoffs and win a Stanley Cup. You're going to need players to fill in certain situations because you don't know what's going to happen. And having Tony DeAngelo around and continuing to watch him work and do everything he needs to do off the ice to be prepared for this type of game, I expect him to play really well tonight.
We're going to call it the Willis Cast tonight on Bally's and, of course, on 99.9 The Fan. Shane Willis, Tripp Tracy, Hall of Famer, Hurricanes Hall of Famers, Cam Ward in the first period, Justin Williams in the second period, and then who knows, after an ejection, maybe Rod Brindamore in the third. I'm kidding. It's not going to happen. Shane, I'll see you up on the fifth floor.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.